sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall. On the sixth Sunday of Easter, May 5th, 2024, entitled Conquering the World. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. The first letter of John may draw the line more sharply than makes us comfortable. It would seem, according to John, there is the world and there is that which is born of God. John would seem to set up two realities, one against the other, indicating to us that there's a battle here between what God wants for us and what the world wants for us. If we are born of God, John says, we conquer the world. And the word he uses here is the word world, is the Greek word cosmos. It doesn't just mean the water and the ground and the plants and the animals of the created order. World refers more to the reality we humans create for ourselves, the social, political, economic network on which our lives are so dependent. Our world is our reality, the headspace in which we live day to day. The first letter of John is proposing a sharp contrast between where most of us live in the world and where God would have us live, obeying his commandments, living lives marked by our love for him and for others. The big, bold banner above a storefront business read, "Welcome to our world." The business was one that sold recreational items, boats, trailers, and assorted boating equipment. "We don't just sell boats," the savvy salesperson said. "We sell dreams, fantasies, and escapes from the real world." The person taking advantage of their services could easily don a captain's hat and blue blazer, and as their craft negotiated its way out of the harbor, quickly come to realize that they were not just piloting a boat. Actually, they were moving from one world to another. The salesperson called our world the real world, and implied to his customers that he could help them navigate themselves to some fantasy world where the pressures of everyday life are forgotten and relieved. The big, bold banner was absolutely right. It's not about boats. It's about entering a different world. On Saturdays, we can put on our clothes, get in our boat, and get to live in a whole new world, different from where we live on Mondays. First John speaks about the world as the realm set against Christ. Maybe it was an army sent by the empire to raid churches and torture people because they worshiped Christ and not Caesar. Or maybe the world was a more subtle enemy. Maybe the church was being passively ridiculed or even ignored. Sometimes the most effective weapons the world uses against those who struggle to live the way of Christ, keeping his commandments, are the non-violent, subtle ones we don't recognize as being attacks at all. And it occurs to me that in our country, we're not like Christians in China, where you're jailed, persecuted, or victimized for attending worship. You are free. Free to go or not to go. And even in our world of freedom, most people are not at worship today. They're shopping, at the lake, or just sleeping in, thankful for a day off from the drudgery of their weekday jobs. Isn't it curious? The world has figured out ways to keep people from church without even having to make laws to keep them out. First John promises that in Jesus is the power to overcome the world. The world where slavery masquerades as freedom. Where life free from discipline seems to be a no-cost gift available for the taking. Karl Barth, the Protestant preacher who preached a good number of his sermons in jail, where he was held captive for proclaiming the gospel, upon his release announced that from then on he would only preach in jails. He said he found it almost impossible to preach anymore in churches where nobody seemed to realize they were in prison. For a top corporate executive, his business was not going well. He sat in his big high-rise office, the city skyline stretching out below, and he looked tired and old. At 50 years of age, his marriage was over, his children alienated from him, and he had just learned that his health was in jeopardy. A colleague commented, "But you've achieved so much in the business. You've risen to the top of the company." It was a lame attempt to give him some comfort. "True," he agreed, "but even though you win the rat race, you're still a rat." What a view of self. What a view of the world. The world is a rat race. And if you're part of the rat race, that makes you a rat. As Christians with faith in the risen Christ, we are not slaves to present arrangements. There's a victory, an alternative world, and we are made for it. We become conquerors through Him who loved us. Jesus keeps coming back to us. He took on the world on God's terms, self-sacrificing, emptying, total love. The world reacted with the only defense it knows: violence, ridicule, torture, and death. By his death, Jesus dismantled the world, the cosmos. So I hate to break the news to you. Most of the people you know, most of the people you will meet on the street, at work, or in school, or at the grocery store this week, do not believe what you believe. We no longer live in a society where Christian values and Christian ethics are the norm. You are unique. You're different. So I'll tell you something you already know. If you struggle to live God's way, you don't fit in anymore. I know a preacher who once said, "Do you think for a minute that I like all of you?" And even more, "Do you think I like all the things you do?" But, you know, maybe the real question, and something more to the point, is, "Do you think everyone likes me?" Because, for heaven's sake, there are things about me I can't even stand. But it's not about personal preferences. This thing we call church is about being part of the body of Christ and faithfully following not a proposal, not a suggestion, not a recommendation, but a command. Love one another. Even those you don't like. Wouldn't you like to conquer the world and everything that is wrong with it? Love one another. Every time I come to worship, she said, I turn a little. I turn toward who I was meant to be. Just a little more of who I really am and where I'm supposed to be headed. The image of Sunday as turning is a good one. Turning toward that new world offered to us in love. It's a world not ruled by brutality and selfishness, but by love. The love of Christ in you has the power to claim victory over the world. And for those who have faith in the risen Christ, listen again. His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.